إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد my dear brothers and sisters, when we cannot see very clearly, we wear glasses. Now, what do the glasses, what do the spectacles do? They enable us, they make up for the deficiency in our sight. And so they enable us to see things clearly. What do we mean by saying seeing things clearly? We mean that we are able to see the real nature of something, be able to see that thing up closely so that we can see it in more detail, and we can see it in a way that enables us to be fully aware of what exactly it is. That's the job of glasses. Why am I saying this? Why are we talking about glasses? Because Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu gave us a pair of glasses, and He taught us how to look through them at the rest of the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the Muslims, about the believers, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the believers, the ulil albab, the people of intelligence, the people of understanding, are people who first of and foremost, they wear these glasses. These glasses are the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. And when do they wear them? They wear them 24/7. They wear them constantly, standing, sitting, or lying down. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And through these glasses, they look upon the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began this ayah with saying, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this world is full of signs in the alternation of the day and the night, in the creation of the universe, the creation of the world. It has signs, it has lots of signs, but signs have to be things that need understanding to make sense. A sign does not make any sense to a person who is ignorant. Ignorant people cannot understand signs. Signs, if you understand signs, it means that you are intelligent. You are a person with great intelligence who can understand a simple signal. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned who are these people who have this intelligence. And Allah said they are the people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, sitting, and lying down. Now, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not simply turning the tasbih. It means to be aware of and conscious of and to be concerned about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only when we are in salah or something, but constantly standing, sitting, and lying down. And that's why I call this the glasses of Tawheed and Risalah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the people who wear these glasses are the people of understanding. And then what happens when they look at the world through these glasses? وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. What happens is they see the world clearly. What happens is that they are able to look upon the world with great clarity. They're able to see the nature of the world. They're able to get to the root of the problem. They're able to understand the world. They see the world in all its beauty, but they also see the reality of this world, which is that this world is temporary. This world is something that كُلُّ مَنْ لَلِي حَفَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. The world is something that is bound to be finished. A world that is rooted in destruction, a world that is where death is the only thing which is inevitable. They understand all of this. And then what happens when they see the world through these glasses of Tawheed and Risalah, these glasses of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They say, رَبَّنَا مَا قَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاتِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. They say, Oh our Rabb, you have not created all this in vain. These are signs. You have created this for a purpose. And that purpose is to remind us of your greatness. مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاتِلًا وَسُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ is the meaning of the sign. The world is there so that we understand سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. The world is there so that we understand سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. As I am recording this, I am sitting in Putrajaya, which is the administrative capital of Malaysia. A city which is hugely impressive to say it in two words. Very impressive city, magnificent buildings, absolutely lush and green, water bodies everywhere, the massive lake, all of which was created from the swamp. There was nothing. When Mahathir Mohamad was the Prime Minister of Malaysia, during that period, this entire city was built. I prayed in the Masjid Putra, which is the equivalent of a royal grand mosque or something. It's not the national mosque, which is in KL, a very beautiful building, built like a Chinese pagoda, very beautiful. This one is more traditional. It's a pink colored building, very beautiful. I posted photographs and so on Twitter, so those of you who are in the Twitter account, you would have seen them. Very beautiful. The reason I'm saying is that these are all signs. Now, what do you see when we see all of this? Both the natural beauty as well as the man-made beauty. We see signs of the intelligence of human beings. We see signs of a focus on quality. We see signs of a vision. We see signs of a focus on creating something that will be the hallmark of a people, of a nation, of a society. Where people look at this and say, well, this is something that represents Malaysia. A beautiful country. I absolutely love this place. Every time I come here, it feels like I've come home. The Malaysian people, absolutely, I think, generally speaking, have to be really brand ambassadors for Islamic manners. Some of the most beautifully mannered people. I've lived here for sometimes for a few weeks, and not one single day did I ever hear a raised voice. I mean, it's Ajib. Where I live, we hear raised voices almost every day. We hear people raving and ranting. But here, never, absolutely never, not one single time have I ever heard a raised voice. Beautifully mannered people, very soft, very nice, very, very polite to each other, extremely courteous people. And absolute strangers. People will greet you with great respect and, you know, big smile on the face. And it's not only I'm not talking about the Malay Muslim people. I mean, even the Chinese people in Malaysia, they're like that. The Indian people in Malaysia are like that. Many people tell me you only meet the good ones. But alhamdulillah, I'm not complaining. But this is a city. This is that kind of a nation. The point is that the symbol of that nation is this, is Putrajaya. One of the symbols, and beautiful quality. But what is it showing? What is the sign that it's showing? It's showing the sign of the greatness of a people, the focus on excellence, and so on. And that is the sign of the greatness of a nation. Now, my point is that these are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, which Allah has shown us when we look at His creation. As I mentioned, we'll talk about this more later with regard to the role of knowledge in understanding science. But for the moment, let us be very, very clear and understand this, that the way that you can see science clearly is by wearing the glasses. And those glasses are the glasses of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glasses of the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we wear these glasses, then we can see the science clearly. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to enable us to see His science and to recognize His greatness and glory and majesty, and then to live our lives in a way where we live our lives to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa rahmatika.